Please welcome to the program from the Talk of Fame Radio Network, my friend and yours, Mr. Clark Judge. Clark!
Yeah. The Canadians did what?
Hey, were you sad? It's funny because your name came up almost first when we were talking about the trade of P.K. Subban. We're like, I wonder how Clark Judge is crying right now. He's probably bawling.
I wasn't happy, but I understand it. It doesn't mean I'm happy about it, but I understand it. Listen, if you're going to play for that coach and that GM, you can't turn the puck over like he did. And I think either get rid of the coach and GM or you get rid of the player, and they got a guy who doesn't turn it over, is more disciplined. That said, do I think he's the better player? No, I don't. I think Subban is, and Subban's also younger. So I wasn't happy about it. I understand it. Does it mean I'm going to abandon the Canadians? Absolutely not. We think I'm going to the Maple Leafs Nation?
If you're going to do it, this would be the year, Clark.
No way.
Hey, listen, thanks for doing this. Lots to get to as the NFL season is quickly upon us this week. This weekend bore a lot of fruit when it comes to drama in the NFL. And I know traditionally when the season gets going, you know, even the Ray Rice crap kind of fell by the wayside because, you know, there's 16 games. That's it, 16 games, and it's inch by inch, and the drama of the season takes over. So, you know, you tend to forget some of these side stories. But these are pretty big ones. Let's start with Colin Kaepernick not standing for the anthem. Wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm the son of a military officer who served in three wars, World War II, Vietnam, the Korean War. So I stand for everything. I believe in it. I also believe in his right to do what he thinks is best. That said, if he's really concerned, he's got the money and the wherewithal to do something about it. Why doesn't he invest in the black community? Why doesn't he do something for Black Lives Matter? I mean, I saw what his college coach said at the University of Nevada, and I agree with him. You never really get ahead by sitting for anything. Stand up and do something. And so I would like to see him stand up and do something for the black community. If he thinks that's the case, let's see some action. Plus, I mean, the one thing he has accomplished is he's made himself relevant again. Let's face it, guys, this is not a good quarterback right now. He's in danger of getting cut at some point. He's going to make the roster, I think. They could cut him and save the roster bonus, but that's minimal. He's got a guaranteed contract of about $12 million. But he's been regressing, hasn't played very well, and really haven't heard his name other than, is he in danger of getting cut? This makes him relevant, so we're talking about him. They had a team meeting yesterday saying, we want to prevent this from becoming a distraction. Well, too late, guys. It is a distraction. So my feeling is, A, he has absolutely the right to do it. I support his right to do it. I would not have done it. I will not do it. I've had too many friends sacrifice many things for this country. And I think, B, if he's that concerned, okay, then do something. Don't sit. Get up and do something about it. And I haven't seen that.
Yeah, and this is him saying, I am doing something about it, and good for him for being convicted about something. And I'm sort of with you in that regard. I also do understand, you know, we just lost Muhammad Ali. Now, Muhammad Ali was no stranger to controversy and standing up for what he believed in.
Right.
You know, and we just celebrated, and everybody said wonderful things about the man and, right. You know, and about his conviction and stuff like that. Where does the reminder of who he was and what he meant to his causes and how we just celebrated the life of possibly one of the greatest athletes of our time and what Colin Kaepernick, and trust me, I know he's not one of the greatest athletes of our time. Right. He might not even be a second-string quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and that's saying something.
Yeah, no, that's why I have a tough time comparing Colin Kaepernick to anyone of Muhammad Ali's fame or prominence. He did so many things for so many communities, and I'll just give you a quick story that I heard from Ron Borges, the Boston Herald, works with me on the Talk of Fame Network, but he said that when we were at a Super Bowl once, he saw one of his handlers said hello, guy got on the bus and said, hey, listen, you know, the champ's going to be at this function tonight. It was at the Super Bowl Friday night commissioner's party. You've probably been to one of those things. They used to have them. And so he showed up there, and there was Ali, and Don Shula was waiting to see him, and Ali breaks off to the right. He goes into the kitchen. He goes, where's he going? He went in to shake the hands of everybody in there and say, listen, you know, I'm here to meet some people. We're supposed to be important. You're the important people. You're down here doing things. And he connected with everybody. He connected with everyone. And honestly, from my vantage point, Colin Kaepernick hasn't connected with many people at all.
Yeah, and it brings up another issue. So let's say this not standing for the anthem continues, mm-hmm. and let's say his production is minimal at best and he continues to digress or regress, if you like. And let's say he gets cut. Mm-hmm. What kind of controversy would be created by the fact that Colin Kaepernick might not play? And what if he doesn't start?
Yeah, I mean, I think that question will be asked by his supporters. But let's face it, guys. Had he stood, for those three games, we'd still be asking the question: is he going to make the team? I mean, they brought in Christian Ponder, and they brought him in for a reason. They want to challenge this guy. I don't think he's going to start. You know, as I said, based on whether he was standing, sitting, doing whatever during the national anthem, this is a football decision. And you know, there are going to be people who say that if and when he gets cut, yeah, that's why. Like people said with Eugene Monroe, when he got cut by the Ravens, you know, it had to do with his stand on marijuana. I don't think it did. He didn't play. He got hurt. He played one game last year, I think. I mean, he was always getting hurt. So they're football decisions. Listen, if you can be a productive player, if you can win games, listen, you guys know as well as I have, you've been in general manager's office, personnel director's offices, they'll look past that. They will look past that because you can win ball games for them and keep them in business. Colin Kaepernick was a good player one time, a productive player, so productive that Ron Jaworski said he was going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Well, you know, he's not, and he's going to have trouble starting, and I don't think he will start, and honestly, I think he may have trouble making that team.
Do you remember when people had the discussion, it was this great debate, if you were going to start an NFL team at quarterback, would you want to have Russell Wilson or Colin Kaepernick?
Right, I do. Yeah, you know, it's funny, I was at the game where Kaepernick started against the Bears. You remember that Monday night game? And afterwards, I said, boy, it's a great performance, but I would keep Alex Smith because I know the upside's not as much, but the downside with Alex Smith is minimal. You know what you got. Well, he's not going to turn the ball over, and people there said, you're nuts. And to one point, they were right. I mean, Kaepernick took them to the Super Bowl. It's not to say Smith couldn't have, but he took them to the Super Bowl. But look at the staying power of Alex Smith. He doesn't turn the ball over. They're winning games in Kansas City.
And he learned how to throw a deep ball this year, too.
Well, that's true, yeah. But you know, his winning record stands and suffices for itself. I'd like to see Colin Kaepernick become a productive player because he's so talented, or at least was. But guys, the last 2 years, he's 10-14, and he hasn't played well at all.
Clark, sticking on the quarterback theme, is Tony Romo getting hurt in a preseason game maybe the least surprising storyline of this preseason?
Yeah, so least surprising that Rick Collins of the Dallas Morning News, I'm plugging him, he also works with the other Talk of Fame Network, he wrote a column in the Dallas Morning News that day saying, don't play him. Don't play him because you're risking him getting hurt. You're playing Seattle. You're playing Seattle,
oh, no.
And this is a recipe for disaster. Well, we saw what happened. I would guess it was going to happen sooner or later, but they really got to check their hole cards now, guys, because where they weren't protected with a second stringer, now it's Dak Prescott time. You know, it's Dak Prescott mania in Dallas. Can he be the guy? Tony Romo's not a young guy, and he has been getting hurt recently, and as you mentioned, this back issue, this is a problem. When the back goes, generally the career goes too. I think they've got to start looking very seriously at that position. Probably should have done a long time before this, and looking beyond Tony Romo.
Yeah, but let me ask you this: with this back injury, and I've had a similar injury, a compression fracture of your vertebrae. Jason Garrett yesterday said, "Hey, he might play game one. He's played with a broken back before. No big deal. He might be able to do it again." Is there any feasible way, or is that Jerry Jones just feeding Jason Garrett to feed everybody else?
I think it's Jerry Jones feeding Jason Garrett to feed everyone else. I mean, 6 to 10 week injury. Listen, if you had that, could you come back in a week and a half?
I probably could, but I'm a specimen. Clark.
Yeah, I know you're different, but Tony Romo's an aging guy. You're not. There's no way. I think we'll probably see him midseason. And then, you know, like you said, he'll probably get hurt again. So it'd be like Sam Bradford getting hurt. Well, you know, wake me up when we hear something different. Same thing with Romo.
Clark, season starts in a week and a half. Panthers and Broncos from Denver. Who's the quarterback for the Broncos for that game?
I'm guessing it's Simeon. I mean, you know, it's kind of close your eyes and pick your poison. But I guess it's Simeon. I mean, they're going to try to reproduce what the Jets did in 2009, 2010. You win with running the ball and playing great defense. They think and they believe, and they've got a great defense, the best defense in football. Okay, maybe they do. They believe they can run the ball as they did the second half of last year, not the first half. Maybe they can. And they believe they can win as they did last year without real production from the quarterback position. Remember, Manning had, like, I think, 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. But Manning gave them something that they're not going to get from any of these three guys, and that's the intangibles. I mean, he knew when to check out of a play. He knew when to make smart moves. He knew when to throw the ball away. I think they're going to have some trouble here with turnovers, especially if Sanchez were to play. But Sanchez is another guy that I think he's doomed as well. But in answer to your question, I think they look at it and say, who's the guy who's played the best in training camp? Well, Simeon, so let's play him. So I think he's going to open.
Clark, how tough is that for guys like Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, who they're paying a lot of money, and all of a sudden, how are they going to get that production?
Well, I mean, they went through it last year. There weren't great quarterbacks. It was Osweiler Manning last year. They're going to have to simply do what they can do, and you make those adjustments. That's what, you know, what they call it, a team game. You simply have to adjust and try to do what you can to help that team win. If it's not catching the ball, it's blocking. It's doing something to get you down the field, making that 5-yard catch, whatever. I understand what you're saying, but as I said, last year they had the same issues. Yeah, you had Peyton Manning on the team, but he wasn't the same Peyton Manning.
Clark, as always, greatly appreciate you doing this. Can't wait to continue in conversation with you this year. Always enjoy it. At Clark Judge, TOF, from the Talk of Fame Network. Thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, one more thing, guys.
Yeah.
Canadians did what?
I know.
Shea Weber, get used to it. We'll talk.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later. There you go.